Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show is brought to you by Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw with the Retirement Advisory Group, retirementkey.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
You can always tell the people that don't work this shift very often. I just have to tell you that. Good morning to you, by the way. My friend Ethan Hannaford's filling in for Ethan Bright this morning. It's all Ethan. It's all about Ethans around here. Yesterday it was Drew. And I feel sorry for people when they have to come in and work this shift and they're not used to it. I started to walk in the studio there before the commercial ended, and Ethan says to me, just 1 hour to go. He's been back there chugging coffee and eating power bars and trying to stay awake this morning. So
yeah, if you're not used to it.
No.
He, by the way, is dubbed Other Ethan.
Other Ethan.
Yeah.
Yes. Ethan is looking forward to the start of baseball season because he does a lot of work over there with the Cardinals. So that's good. We appreciate him coming in this morning. Ethan Bright will be back with us next week. And he sent us a few pictures of his
beautiful,
fantastic vacation.
Utah.
To Utah. And some of the parks out there, and he went skiing, and it just looks like a fantastic time on spring break, I believe, with the kids. So good for them. He'll be back next week. Glad you're with us this morning. Still lots of stuff to get to here. We're going to talk to our friend Charles Payne at about 8:35. You know, even the BBC this morning is referring to supply chain issues in the United States as a result of this bridge collapse in Baltimore. And I talked a little bit about that with Griff Jenkins earlier. Laura Logan has reported on the fact that a lot of people have looked at this, her law enforcement sources, and said, we've worried about this for years, so they have to investigate this from the standpoint of whether or not it could possibly have been intentional, because it's going to have such a dramatic impact on supply chain issues. Importance. I mean, Baltimore's a huge important port for cars being brought into the country for a lot of things. And now a big chunk of that is off limits. They can't get anything in or out because of all that debris. It's going to take them years to rebuild the bridge. It has to be looked at. And I'm anxious to talk to Charles about that, because there's no doubt that at least regionally it's going to have a big impact on the economy. What about nationally? What impact does it have? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we were saying earlier that it would almost have to be like some sort of a cyber attack, because I don't envision the captain of that ship and any other crew member all being on board with intentionally hitting the bridge.
They'll get to that answer pretty quickly. They've recovered the black box off the ship, and it will talk about what decisions were made when and how and all that. And the other overwhelming question over all of that is, will they tell us if it is? Because they won't want people to panic.
Right.
Which is why now they're saying there's no evidence. And well, there isn't yet, but I'll guarantee you they're looking at that. And I'll bet you port security has been ramped up across the eastern and western seaboard as a result of what they've discovered in this wreck so far. Also coming up, we're going to talk to Abraham Hamilton from the American Family Association about the Supreme Court decision on a transgender child being removed from a home. And we're going to find out more details on that for you here very shortly. Stay tuned for that. First, though, I want to get to the top stories this morning, Carl, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
The move, the shift on Gaza, I think, is important. And also finally naming the villain, which is Bibi Netanyahu. It seems like finally, right? It makes sense.
Gee, did you know that? I mean, let's set aside for a moment the October 7th terrorist attack by radical militants called Hamas that killed 1,500 innocent Jews. Bibi Netanyahu, according to Joy Reid, must be the villain.
But Maryland, we will get through this because that is the Maryland spirit, and that's what Maryland is made of.
Yeah, that's the governor out there. Spoke to Griff Jenkins a little bit earlier about trying to move his city, the city of Baltimore, past this disaster on the bridge.
It's my intention that the federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge. And I expect the Congress to support my effort.
Oh, I'll bet. And the president, I'm also hoping, will instruct the DOJ to make sure that we get all of the insurance money from the shipping company. Those officials are due in town today.
The attorney goes on to say, quote, the fight you reference in your letter did not occur during the middle of the school day, but occurred after school hours, more than a quarter of a mile from school property.
Yep, that's the attorney for the Hazelwood School District firing back on Attorney General Andrew Bailey. You know, Bailey criticized them, said that he's going to investigate some of their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. But the important thing is why. Why do you need to look into that? Well, what do we know? We know that because of your requirement that an outside police agency would have to subject itself to your ridiculous DEI training, and because they refused, you have no school resource officers in that school. Does that mean that would have prevented what happened to Kayla Gain? No, it doesn't. But it's worth looking into because it's happened in other schools everywhere, I'm sure.
And arguably with all this DEI and CRT stuff in schools right now, I think it's intensifying race relations. I think it's making it worse for these students because it's teaching them to dislike each other based on the color of their skin.
It's reverse discrimination. You just have to call it what it is. And that does inflame tensions, just like when it was discrimination to begin with. The fact that it's reverse discrimination is no better. And that's what they're doing in these DEI programs, which is the shame of it. Here's the part of the Camo V story yesterday on the Hazelwood School District's reaction to Andrew Bailey. Cut 12, Carl, I'm sorry.
An attorney for the Hazelwood School District is responding to Missouri's top attorney. A Hazelwood East student was beaten and hospitalized after a fight near the school earlier this month. AG Andrew Bailey says the school's DEI program is to blame for that fight. Well, a letter sent to the AG's office today reads in part, quote, it is disappointing to have an attorney general that intentionally disrespects public school district administrators and elected officials by sending air-filled correspondence to intimidate and threaten their leadership. According to the district, the letter points out inaccuracies from Bailey's investigation. Among the inaccuracies were the date and time of the fight. The attorney goes on to say, quote, the fight you reference in your letter did not occur during the middle of the school day, but occurred after school hours, more than a quarter of a mile from school property. A 15-year-old is charged with assaulting Kaylee Gain on March 8th. Gain has a skull fracture and brain bleeding. Her family tells us she is breathing on her own and was moved out of the ICU over the weekend.
Yeah, they also claim that it represented racial bias against majority-minority school districts because he's going to investigate it. Well, he should investigate DEI in all of them.
Right.
And then he won't be accused of that.
Yeah. By the way, we've learned there was a story out of the New York Post that said that Kaylee's friend group was at odds with the girl who attacked her, her friend group, and that supposedly Kaylee was suspended from school the day before this fight for getting into a fight with a different girl who was friends with that. I mean, you guys following me? Am I making this too confusing?
No.
So I'm not in any way saying that that justifies Kaylee's head being repeatedly bashed into the concrete. It's not like she's to blame for any of this, but I am just giving you some context that there was an ongoing feud and that Kaylee had been suspended the day before.
Yeah, and there's no indication in that story that suggested Kaylee was to blame for the other fight either. But if a fight happens in most schools, both kids get kicked out, right? They have a zero tolerance policy for that, so both kids go. We don't know who's to blame for that. We just don't. So all this stuff is coming out. That was part of a Post story yesterday. All right, time for a quick break here. I've got Abraham Hamilton coming up. He's an attorney, works for the American Family Association, with more on this SCOTUS decision regarding a transgender child being removed from a home because the parents didn't agree with the transition. We'll be back in just a minute.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Our daughter is only referred to there as Leo, he, and him. She has been allowed to shave her head, wears only men's clothes, wears a chest binder, and uses men's hygiene products. She attends a therapeutic school program and is in all boy groups.
Remember that story? I played this for you back in January, I think it was. That's a Montana family whose daughter, who identified as a boy at school, complained to the Division of Family Services that her family didn't support her, and they came in and took her out of the home, then transferred her across state lines in defiance of the parents and put her in a home with boys where she was treated and referred to as a boy in complete defiance of the parents. Unbelievable? Maybe not. The Supreme Court just turned down a similar appeal of a case out of Indiana. And we've got Abraham Hamilton III on with us this morning, general counsel for the American Family Association. Abraham, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is a pretty amazing story to me. The Supreme Court declined to hear a case very similar to this involving a Catholic parent custody battle in Indiana. Is that correct?
That is correct.
What was the situation there?
Yeah, the situation started in about 2021 that where the Cox family had a son, and their son began to want to identify as a girl, as a little girl. And that ultimately was reported to the Indiana Department of Children and Family Services, and for no other reason. I mean, this has been documented. It was evidentiarily supported that they were model parents in every area. except that the state of Indiana disagreed with their refusal because of their faith as practicing devout Catholics. Because of their faith, they could not, as they described it, lie to their son to affirm that he was in fact a little girl, and that resulted in the state of Indiana removing their child, their son, from their home. And you know, it's one thing. Sometimes we think these things are happening in something like California or New York and places like that. That was right in Indiana, and the Supreme Court's decision to refuse to hear the case left in place the Seventh Circuit's affirmation of that removal of their child from the home. And the Cox family recognized what happened to them. They are continuing their fight in an effort to try to prevent this from happening to another child, but the Supreme Court refused to hear their case.
This is Kim. I'm just curious how this wouldn't be considered like religious discrimination.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree wholeheartedly with you. Now, I will say the order, it's the technical phrasing is the denial of certiorari. The order does not include any legal reasoning or anything in it. It is very likely because there are other cases that are similar that are making its way through the system. It could simply be a technical reality that the Supreme Court wanted to address this issue in another case. However, that does nothing for the Cox family, which, as I said, that their son had already been removed from the home.
Yeah.
But it is a jarring concept to consider that for no other reason other than my affirmation of biological reality and my commitment to biblical fidelity, the result of my child being taken from my home. It's insane.
Yeah, Abraham, I read a statement from the dad, no relation, by the way, because my last name is Cox, too, who said no other loving parent should have to endure what we did. The pain of having our son taken from our home and kept from our care because of our beliefs will stay with us forever. It's important to point out here, the Indiana Supreme Court also denied this case, didn't they? They turned the parents down as well.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And this is one of those areas where you have kind of the technical legal realities coming against the real heartfelt realities of parents and families. And just as you said, Kim, it is hard for me to see that this is not anything other than religious discrimination, which is why I think this current Supreme Court with its makeup will ultimately hear the case. But as I said earlier, that doesn't affect in this immediate moment what has already transpired for the Cox family.
Yeah, I don't get how there wouldn't be a huge appeal on this. I can't understand it. If the roles were reversed,
mm-hmm.
and someone was like trying to make their kid transition, you would never view it the same way. Like it's just such a double standard, the hypocrisy here, because you
it
have conservative
is.
Christian values in this case.
It certainly is. And I made the statement, if you want to go with the established and accepted popular narrative, if gender is fluid, why can it only flow one way?
Great point.
If it's fluid, fluidity is reciprocal, I would imagine. But the cultural narrative, however, is fluidity is only one way toward the direction of the LGBTIAP+ panoply of frankly, lunacy.
Yeah,
that seems to be what's being affirmed in our country.
Abraham, how can people find out more about the American Family Association?
The clearinghouse for all things concerning the American Family Association, you simply go to afa.net. We've been on the front lines fighting for faith and family for over 40 years now, and you can keep up with all that we're doing by simply going to that website.
We appreciate your time today. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. You all have a great day
as
well. Yeah,
absolutely. Abraham Hamilton there. That's shocking to me. I had no idea that was going on.
Yeah.
That the state can have that kind of power.
If someone took away my son because of this, oh my gosh.
You'd feel homicidal, wouldn't you?
Oh, my mama bear instincts would be out in, oh man.
Wow.
I don't want to think about it.
Hey, Charles Payne coming up, one of our favorite guests here. We're going to ask him about the economic impact of this bridge collapse up in Baltimore. We'll be right back.
Which anybody who knows this terrain, who knows it, and I don't just mean the physical terrain, I mean the cyber terrain and the terrorism terrain and the, you know, and the critical infrastructure terrain and all of that. I mean, I've talked to people whose job after 9/11 was to identify, if you were Al-Qaeda and you wanted to capitalize on that attack, how would you do it? They were the people that came up with the term death by a thousand cuts. And what you're looking at now is exactly what they feared terrorist groups would do to really exploit the advantage that they had after 9/11.
What kind of a country do we want to be going forward?
Charles Payne, host of Making Money.
I want us to be that country that was number one, really enjoyed being number one, and did everything it could to stay number one.
All right, Charles Payne from Making Money back with us now. And how are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
You know, that bite I played there was Laura Logan. You might have recognized her voice. I know she's done some stuff for Fox over the years. She was talking this morning about the fact that even though the FBI won't, they claim this wasn't a terrorist attack of any sort, this is the kind of thing that security experts worried about after 9/11, that if you could knock out a major port, you could block people's access to certain things, you could do damage by 1,000 cuts is what she said there. So she thinks that's what they're looking at here as a potential.
Right.
But whether they do or not, Charles, this is bound to have an impact on the economy, right? Not just in Baltimore, but there are a lot of goods and services that come through that port.
No, there are. In fact, it's really critical for the Midwest. You know, there's a lot of a lot of farm equipment and factory equipment. They go through there, and so there's no doubt it's critical. And I think the point is, you know, it's interesting when the experts dismiss these things out of hand. So, the United States was able to discern that this major attack on civilians in a concert hall in Russia. That had to have some sophistication was ISIS, and because they don't want obviously to anyone to think Ukraine was involved, which I understand. But then they were able to say automatically that this was just some sort of mishap and not a cyber attack.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you start to say maybe, listen, if it wasn't a cyber attack, to your point, it underscores the fact that with a flip of a switch, you could create billions of dollars in damage, havoc, change lives, curtail the economy. And it does underscore that. And I think it underscores a whole lot of other things with the idea that we're just moving in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And we're just doing things a little bit too fast. We're trying to remake this country into a European nation, one of these nations that's, the glory days of yesteryear are long gone, and you can never get it again because they pay too much in taxes. They're too big of welfare states, and they have open borders. And it just brings all that into focus. I do find it interesting, and this is, I have a conspiracy theory stuff. I'm not something I believe in, but the ideas run through my head, and I'm saying to myself, well, if you were to really be a true conspiracist, this is interesting that would have happened in Baltimore, where you have Governor Wes Moore, who's being talked up privately as a potential replacement for Biden. If push come to shove at the convention.
Wow. I had no idea.
I'm not saying I believe it. I'm just saying if for those who want to just dismiss things out of hand, let's throw another one in there. But I've got people who've been telling me for a long time that that we've got some major attacks coming this year. That movie with Julia Roberts was supposed to be sort of giving us a heads up on what it's going to look like. And, you got friends, you know, people who are very brilliant, very smart people who've done research into this. And, I like to listen to everything and know everything, but, it gets harder and harder almost every day to dismiss these folks out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that movie, Leave the World Behind, that you're referencing, so many things are happening where I'm like, oh my gosh, that reminds me of that movie.
Yeah. When the cell phones weren't working, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And Mark, see, there's a whole lot of electric vehicles, of Teslas that are parked at this basically abandoned mall here in the suburbs of St. Louis. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going to start driving themselves and clogging up the interstate so we can't leave.
You know what? You hate to be that person, but it's just hard not to. We don't have control, I think, is the most important thing. We don't have control. We have ceded everything. What's really amazing about this era, this new age, if you look at futurists in the past, like the Isaac Asimovs, for instance, right, or Arthur C. Clarke, these kind of folks who promoted this stuff, they made the book, wrote books and made movies. It was always put out there that, hey, we should embrace this, that the robots will do all the jobs and the computers will do all the thinking, because that frees us up to use a greater portion of our mind, because we only use like 9% of it. But we're using less, not more. I don't even know my own damn home number anymore. Are you kidding me? I just look at the thing that says home. I don't know where I live. I don't know anything. I just push a button to say home, and I'm there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's somebody using less, and we have less control of our lives, and I think that means less control of our future.
It's a good point. I want to get some stock advice from you this morning. I got a ticker
Let's
symbol.
Do it.
I got a ticker symbol I want to talk to you about. It's DJT. Should I buy or sell?
Well, you definitely don't want to sell right now, that's for sure. If you got it, that means you're making a hell of a lot of money right now.
That's true. Here's the headline this is the headline on CNN this morning. I'm not making this up. Trump's DJT stock creates a unique new ethical nightmare. They think it's a nightmare because they don't think people will want to invest in it because it's got Donald Trump's initials in it. That's crazy.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. I'm not even sure where to go with the CNN and MSNBC. I mean, just they have really declared war on, you know, I think people really need to be careful. Like if you're one of these middle of the road conservatives, Republicans, and, you know, Trump's not your cup of tea because of mean tweets, that's fine. But understand, they don't just hate Trump. They hate you too, right? And Trump's an easier target right now. And when I read about some of the things or I hear about him or I was watching this movie the other day, which was an okay movie. It was a German movie. They went into space and they put him in sentences with Hitler and Stalin. And it's just like I'm saying to myself, you know, you can't show me what he did as president. All you can show me is a mean tweet, a misstated word, I see what happened with Ronna McDaniel, and I just believe people need to be worried that it starts with Trump, but I think the vitriol and the anger and the hatred has blinded these folks so much that, you know, where's the, I don't even get, like, there was a story about Newsmax yesterday getting $50 million, I think, from Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying to myself, and they were like, you know, and this was during a time in the Trump administration. I'm saying, wait a minute. Didn't they just have the Olympics there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, or these places where, I mean, no one was upset when they were building the Olympic Village and someone died every single day, some poor person.
In China.
Some poor Muslim from India.
Oh, yeah.
No, when they were building the Olympic Village, I think it was Qatar, right?
Oh, yeah, Qatar, yeah. Yeah.
Every day someone died. It was the squalor and the work. It was a form of slavery. They were sending these people back home in boxes, in pine boxes, and the world looked the other way. I mean, so the hypocrisy of it all, and somehow, New York Times is going out of business. They took a big investment from Carlos Slim. Yeah, Carlos Slim, do we really want to know everything he's involved in?
Thank you.
Give me a break. It's just... The double standard, I'm telling you, people must pay attention because I think what's going to happen is a lot of folks are just saying, well, they're just going after Trump. No, they're just going after Trump now. You are next.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be, or at least they claim to be, the party of love. Mm-hmm. We're accepting, but they're really only accepting of the people that fit their narrative.
How amazing is it that they're saying, okay, you have to accept whatever gender someone picks, whatever name they want, in the meantime, but you have to hate MAGA of Republicans. What the hell does that mean? Like, if someone votes for Donald Trump, they should lose their rights as human beings. They should lose their rights as Americans. They should be shunned. They should be mistreated. I mean, this is the president of the United States. This is his campaign's pitch.
Yep.
It's frightening. It's really frightening.
Crazy. It is crazy. What do you got planned for the show today, Charles?
You know, we are in a real pickle. So the Federal Reserve is sort of saying we want to cut rates, right? The inflation is coming down enough that we want to cut rates, but inflation is actually going back up. The pace of inflation, because the costs have never gone down. The pace of inflation is going back up. Meanwhile, it's really taking a toll. So I've got the guy from Pawn Stars on the show because people are going to pawn shops like crazy. You know, there's really always been two economies. And unfortunately, the bigger, larger part that's really falling apart economically always gets overshadowed by the wealthy folks. And they aggregate it, put them all together and say, oh, no, the consumer's doing great. The consumer's doing very poorly right now. So I don't know what the Fed's going to do, the Federal Reserve is going to do here. We're in an awkward pickle. And ahead of the election, if Jay Powell cuts rates, I'm just going to tell you, if he cuts rates right now, people will have a legitimate reason to think it was in part because of politics, that he would like to help Biden get elected. Now, I wouldn't have said that 3 weeks ago or maybe 2 weeks ago. But now, if the way the data is going and the way the real economy, real people are going, the pawn shops, there's no reason to. I just think that, you know, the inflation is crushing people, and he still needs to put inflation. He has not done the job of quelling inflation. that was supposed to be the main mission when they started to do these aggressive rate hikes.
That's a great point. We'll be watching today, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Charles Payne there, making money at weekdays 1 to 2 p.m. Central on the Fox Business Network. Yeah, but speaking of pawn shops, I got a thought or two on that. We'll get to that when we come back here in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Carl, Christmas is over. Why are you playing this?
Mark, stop dancing to this song. I know you like it, but calm down.
I like the video. She's beautiful. But
because it was 1994.
Well, I'm just saying.
Mariah Carey is 54 today, and this is the only song I like by her.
I know, but people get so sick of it at Christmas time.
Well, it's
isn't it like
March.
The most played song in around the holidays?
It's the number one song. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
so.
You don't. You only hear it.
And she makes
for
a couple mil
weeks.
A year, doesn't she? Every year, yeah. Just on the replays.
And you're like, oh, I thought that's I it. Only hear this song 6 weeks a year.
You know, I brought this up earlier to Charles, and I didn't really explain myself. The reason CNN thinks it's an ethical nightmare for Donald Trump's Truth Social to go public and have the stock ticker DJT. Here's why, because. If he becomes president, which they're, you know, they say with shock and awe, they can't believe that he might be president again. In the case that he gets reelected, here's what they're worried about. That investors could buy his stock as a way to try to curry favor with him. That if he's president, people will run out and buy DJT, the ticker symbol, with their investor, with their brokers, just to try to somehow curry favor with Donald Trump. Really? I mean, when it's president, everything he operates is going to be in a blind trust. Mm-hmm. So he's not going to have any day-to-day. Would you do that if heaven forbid, Zuckerberg or somebody got elected president.
Oh,
he owns Facebook. Would people all go join Facebook to curry favor with him? I mean, just because somebody's been a successful business person doesn't mean that participating in their company after they've been elected means you're trying to curry favor. This is the lunacy of the left.
I don't think Trump would care. I think Trump's a multi-billionaire and doesn't matter to him.
He's going to make $9 billion mm-hmm. off of this deal. He's not the president of the United States, and that is crushing the soul of the left because they wanted to put him out of business.
I think it's funny he's selling sneakers.
I know. And Bibles.
And Bibles.
Quick point to his Pawn Stars reference. He's having somebody on today from Pawn Stars. Whenever I watch that show, here's always been my question. I've been to a few pawn shops. Generally speaking, I've found their goods to be overpriced if I'm going to buy something. I've never pawned anything because I've been fortunate enough to not have to do that. But when I watched that show, the reason I knew it all had to be a setup is that somebody wouldn't walk into a pawn shop with a guitar with some historical reference to a Beatle that's worth $50,000 and try to pawn it, because there's such a demand for those kind of guitars on the market. Why would you let them take the profit? I've never understood that in my life.
Aren't they in Vegas, though?
Well, they are in Vegas. People are hard up for cash, I guess. They want to go back to the casino.
Well, it's like when you go to an auto dealer and you sell your car, they're like, here's $500, whereas you could sell it somewhere else for
yeah.
$1,000 or more
yeah.
if you were just patient. But all of us are like, well, I just want to trade it in.
I just don't want to deal with it. I'll let you take the extra profit.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. I don't want to do that. If I can avoid it, for sure. All right. Guess what? We've run out of time. You can go back and pick up the podcast if you missed anything. If not, we'll get to Brian Kilmeade up next. And we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Have a great Wednesday.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com. Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.